Hey, peace and blessings, everybody. Want to welcome everybody to the Wise Words of Wisdom conversation with Manuel Lewis. You know, I've been gone. I've been kind of delinquent from posting podcasts for quite a while now. I think it goes back to April or May, you know, right around the time that COVID-19 hit and social distancing and the murder of our brother, Mr. George Floyd. You know, I really had to take time and deal with some of my own thought processes and, you know, how I was showing up in the world, and that was very important. And I wasn't really being delinquent with my posts or my podcast, but I have been actively engaged in the community work in which I want to see happen. So I want y'all all to forgive me if you think I abandoned you or my podcast or sharing these wise words of wisdoms. I did not. I just had to take a moment in time to make sure that my frequency rings clear and not clogged up with, you know, personal feelings or emotions about, you know, recent events, right? So speaking of recent events, and this is, we're going right now, it's like we're at the end of September. It's a lot of things been going on, not only in my community, but communities at large because of, you know, the COVID-19 social distancing, the murder of Mr. George Floyd, and the highlight of all of the disparities that have came out of the focuses on conditions of community conditions, right? So being that that seems to have been the reality, I'm always looking for solutions. Sometimes I get caught up on the problem and seeing what the problem is, but I always have to take a step back and look at some of the things that are the contributing factors in making situations problematic, so to say. So, you know, one thing that I've noticed in this time over these last couple months is the fact that a lot of good-hearted, well-intentioned, loving, you know, pure-spirited individuals in our communities has been voicing concerns about, and how I see it, this is about ownership, right? Them taking ownership in what's going on in their community. You know, we had the whole conversation around defunding the police or reallocating those funds without any real sustainable solutions to that. And in the course of those conversations, what I have come up with and me and, well, let me go back. Not me, the community has voiced a concern and came up with a process in which they see themselves as not only taking part in, but also investing in with their time and energy to help reflect the values that they want to see in the community, right? And, you know, I took a couple surveys, did some door knocking, you know, going around from block to block in the community that I live in, which is Willer Hay and near North in North Minneapolis. And, you know, talking to a variety of people. And what I've noticed is, and right now it's kind of easy because of social distancing to just ride down the street, you know, catch somebody sitting out in their yard. And I'm scooting around now. So it's an easier, softer social engagement where I can stay on the sidewalk. They can be in their yard and, you know, just find out some of the things that they want to see in their community, what they have the capacity to engage in. How does that look? And from that engagement and outreach, you know, it kind of came up with what I see created as a 3D restorative solutions model, right? Where we not only deal with individuals as far as attitudes, beliefs, and behaviors, because my background is, you know, lifestyle recovery and lifestyle focus. And as an embodied lifestyle recovery coach and a consultant, it's how do I engage the community in a way that empowers the community, individuals in the community, to be actively engaged in that which they want to see. So in the creation of the 3D restorative solutions model, I'm really getting good feedback, and I just want to share on this podcast that ownership, and I just want to, you know, just touch on that in this brief podcast. Ownership is big, and we're just not talking about home ownership, but ownership of taking ownership of, you know, your actions, right? And I always talk about, you know, individuals formerly incarcerated and how a lot of times we get swept up in, you know, what's influential to us and may not have an ultimate goal ourselves. And that could be an addiction, right, to the lifestyle or to what the social order, right? So I work with a target audience and do a lot of training and workshops around that. But when it comes to the community, when we're speaking of reentry or how our community is doing, we often look at from a place of recovery, those who are reentering or coming back into the communities. So the restorative process is how do we as a community take ownership of not only what goes on in our community, but taking ownership in uplifting and supporting and reflecting the values that not only we have as individuals, but that we also want to see as community members, right? So I just want to put it out there. I'm going to keep this one brief. Because I know this is a very important topic in the communities when it's talking about the civil or social unrest and, you know, the lack of social development and certain economic development in certain communities and areas, right? So whether you're a homeowner or whether you're a renter, on your block and in your community, you do have the capacity to act as though you have stake in your community, on your block, in your neighborhoods, right? How do you do that, right? A lot of people say, well, you know, you just buy up the property. Yeah, well, if you have the mindset of just buying up the property and you don't take care of it and you don't clean it up, then it will be owned, but it won't look owned, right? So we have a group of young men that I have been engaged in kind of, you know, out of my own pocket, you know, kind of compensate them for making sure that every day, every other day, or as seen fit, they get out and pick up trash on their block, just on their block, right? The front, the sides, all the way around the block. And in that process, they have a sense of pride about the actions and the work that they're doing on their block, but also they get the opportunity to speak with and introduce themselves to everybody on their block that they see, right? And engage them in a way in which they can make themselves familiar, but also connect with neighbors that they probably wouldn't have connected with if they wasn't doing that work. So that's just one of the dimensions of this restorative solution process that I wanted to share on this podcast, right? And again, You know, there's nothing more powerful than a made up mind. And as individuals, when we make up our mind to do, to practice greater activities or have a mindset to where we're doing what we want to see done in the community, then we become contributing factors, and our community has an opportunity to not only heal, but to also start that building process. So wherever you are in your community, in your neighborhood, you know, whether you've been there, you know, 6 months or, you know, 16 years, the process of restoring the community values is in the hands of the community members. This community ambassador training is a training process to give the community members the tools that they need to be ambassadors and reflect the values that they want to see in their community, that they want to see established in their community, to make their communities a better place. So I want to end this on that. And you know, if it's a conversation you want to have in your circles or you want to share this podcast, please do. Again, this podcast is on Anchor. And Anchor is a good platform to put out your free content, right? It goes on a lot of different platforms. And the reason why I'm reinvesting my time back into making podcasts, because there's a great need. There's always been a great need. But as an individual, as a Black man, I have to be very intentional about my frequency, the vibe that I put out to other individuals over these platforms, and not just give you anything. Because yourself is more valuable than that. So with that, I bring it to a close and let everybody know that, you know, in these days and times, you know, we do have the ability to be exactly what we want to see, right? So I'm gonna take us out with loving the babies. You know, that's the ultimate end goal. It's hearing the babies laugh. Know that they're experiencing the delight of life. That the communities and their environment is safe and conducive to their growth. Peace and blessings, love and service.